In this bulletin, health authorities investigate the death of a New South Wales woman from a blood clot a day after getting vaccinated for COVID-19. Europe surpasses 1 million COVID-19-related deaths amid ongoing vaccine concerns. And in sport, Queensland trail by 85 runs heading into day two of the Sheffield Shield final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. The Therapeutic Goods Administration and New South Wales Health are investigating the death of a 48-year-old woman who developed blood clots after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned against rushing to conclusions. A link between the COVID-19 vaccine and the death of the woman has not yet been established. It is also unknown which vaccine the woman received. Meanwhile, doctors say GPs, rather than mass vaccination hubs, are in a better position to administer COVID-19 vaccines. The federal government has indicated that mass vaccination hubs will be a major part of the next phase of the country's inoculation rollout. Dr. John Deary says GPs know their patients well and can assure safety and confidence.
We've got the infrastructure in place. General practices are local. It's easy for patients to get there. They're familiar. And also, we're trusted by the community as well. And we know the patient's medical history, so that won't be available to people in a mass vaccination hub. So I don't think the issue is around capacity for general practice. It's just, we just can't get supply of vaccines.
Experts say the withdrawal of the remaining Australian and American troops from Afghanistan could threaten peace in the area. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and US President Joe Biden have declared current troops in Afghanistan will be withdrawn by September, which will end the United States' longest war participation. At least 80 ADF personnel are expected to cease operations in the country, ending the 20-year-long military mission. Australia has had 39,000 troops rotate through Afghanistan during the conflict. La Trobe University lecturer Dr. Niamatullah Ibrahimi says the withdrawal of Western troops raises concerns that the Taliban and emerging groups will threaten the progress made in the region.
If you look at Afghanistan over the past 20 years, you can see that there have been significant progress made in social and economic development. But at the same time, we also see those really important gains are being threatened by a resurgent Taliban, which controls nearly half of Afghanistan's territory now.
Europe's battle against COVID-19 remains serious as the death toll passes 1 million. Dr. Hans Kluger, regional director of the WHO in Europe, says about 1.6 million new cases are reported each week in the EU. He also says the risk of blood clots is higher for those infected with coronavirus than those vaccinated against it.
For now, the risk of suffering blood clots is much higher for someone with COVID-19 than for someone who has taken the AstraZeneca vaccine. Let there be no doubt about this. The AstraZeneca vaccine is effective in reducing COVID-19 hospitalization and preventing deaths. WHO recommends it to all eligible adults to gain protection from the SARS-CoV-2 virus as quickly as possible.
A leading Danish doctor has condemned what he calls the lack of European unity in COVID-19 vaccine-related decision-making. Julian Compere, the CEO of the University Hospital in Liege, says he is surprised by Denmark's decision to completely stop using AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine.
We were quite surprised by the decisions that were taken. This is an issue because, the European countries has put a lot of orders of the AstraZeneca vaccine. It's quite sad on one way because, I think that these decisions should be made at the European level because otherwise you have people, looking what to each other, saying, in Denmark it's not safe, in Belgium it's safe.
Back home, and the Northern Territory government has warned people to protect themselves from insect bites after two rare mosquito-borne viruses were detected. Murray Valley encephalitis and Kunjan virus are said to be spreading in the Top End and Barkly regions. They were detected during routine screening by NT Health. Symptoms include a severe headache and high fever, in some cases even death. Experts say that while mosquito numbers are low in urban areas and central Australia, infections can still occur in rural areas that are located next to swamps and wetlands. To sport now, and Queensland are on top in the Cricket Sheffield Shield final. Defending champions New South Wales slumped to 8 for 123 on the opening day against Queensland. Both teams took part in a barefoot circle pre-match, which is an Indigenous cultural gesture to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land. And now for a look at today's weather. sunny in Perth and Brisbane, cloudy in Melbourne, Adelaide, Hobart and Cairns, possible showers in Wollongong, Sydney and Darwin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.